Okay, so today we're on Daf Nun Beis. I'll begin on the Mishnah. All right, so Manitin, this is 8 lines down on Nun Beis 52a. So Manitin, Mishiatzalalech Beir Shema Arvinba. So a person, he's taking a trip. So I think the easiest way is to say he's in city A, he's going to city C, I'll call it C for a reason, which is 4,000 amot away, and between A and C, there's a location B, which is equidistant. So he wants to go to point C. He wants to travel to C. And that's an Ir Shema Arvinba. That's a city that I could make an Eruv that would get me to that city. He says, Vehechsiro Chaveiro. And then his friend says, what are you going? Why take this trip? It's too cold. Oh, let me let some more people in 1 second. It's too cold. It's this, it's that, it's the other. So he says, so it means, again, there's a lot of different pshatim in this Mishnah, but the pshat that I'm going with, which is, I think, what the art scroll has, he says, I want my Shvita to be at location B. I want my Shvita Shabbos to be at location B. And the people in the town, they didn't take the walk, and they also said, we want our Makom to be at that place. So only he, the walker, who turned back, he has a successful designation of the spot. The other people not, and we'll explain more when we get into the Gemara, okay? He says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Shu Yechola Arev, Velo Irev, Hareza Chamar Gamal. Rabbi Meir says, anybody who can make an Erev Tchumen with bread and didn't do it, and he takes it that this fellow who was walking could have done it with bread, and he didn't do it, so he's a Chamar Gamal, meaning he's going to get the worst of all possible worlds. So the designation will not be effective of B to permit him to go to C, to point C, but it will be effective to chop off a piece of his current tchum. So he'll get like the worst, the only tchum he'll get is the commonality of tchum between A and B. All right, let me just repeat again for the people who came in and then we'll move on. So we're talking about a person, again, the Mishnah, we're on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, 52a in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is somewhat enigmatic and we got to clarify it, but it's talking about a person. He wants to go from city A to city C, which is 4,000 amot apart from one another. So obviously on Shabbos, you cannot walk 4,000 amot. He wants to walk on Friday. And then there's a point between two towns, point B, which is 2,000 amot from A and 2,000 amot from C. So he says, I want B to be my Shvita for Shabbos. And then the people in his town, they also say we want it to be our Shvita. So only he has the designation. We'll see in the Gemara what's going on with this. And then according to, so he can walk to C on Shabbos. And according to Meir, since he didn't make a Erev Tchumud bread, so he's got the, and he's got the worst of all possible worlds. So his current Tchum from A is chopped off. In other words, he only gets the common area between Tchum A and Tchum B, but he doesn't get the benefit of either one. So he loses 2,000 amot to the east of B, and he loses 2,000 amot to the west of A, if it's going east and west. All right, who's got questions on this
mission? Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah,
so what does this mean that the people who live in the town, it's a designation for them also? It's a de facto designation. Why does it even
have... No. Ruth, let's go back in, Ruth. Everybody has a Tchum Shabbos, right? So the people who are in City A, their Tchum Shabbos is from City A. They have 2,000 amot on City A.
Right.
They all decide we want to be at location B for Shabbos.
All of them.
They all declare that our location is B.
I get it.
So the Tana of the Mishnah says the only effective designation is from Reuven, who started hiking. Everybody else does not have an effective designation. All right? We've got to clarify in the Gemara. All right, let me go forward on the Gemara.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Why are we saying that Mary says he has to make it with bread? Why can't you just walk there? Why are you saying bread?
Rameer is saying that if the person could have made it with bread.
Where do you see bread? Why are you saying bread?
So one pshat is that he could have made the Eruv with bread. That's the way, that's one pshat. That's the pshat I'm going with.
Can he be with his legs?
That he could have made the Eruv with bread, but he didn't make the Eruv with bread. Again, he was not at that location. He just designates something, and, you know, it's like similar to like the person who was traveling yesterday and knows of a landmark, and he designates that place, okay? Here, yeah. We'll see more in the Gemara when we get into it, okay? Though I must say, there are a lot of different pshatim in this mission of the Gemara, all right? So let's take a look further in the Gemara. So the Gemara, Maishna iu, Maishna inhu. So the Gemara asks, Ruth, you have to mute yourself, Ruth, okay? So, okay, so the Gemara says, what's the difference between him, Reuven is the walker. Why does he get a successful designation of location B? And why do all the townspeople not have a successful designation of point B? So Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says, Hach mayaskinan, gugon sheish lo shnei batim. Reuven has got two homes. He's got one home in location A. He's got another home in location C. He says, Ubeinayem shnei tchumei shabbat. And between them is like a double tchum of Shabbos, 4,000 amot. So Iu came into Nafik le the orcha hableani. Since he began walking, in other words, he intends to leave location A. He wants to go to location B, and that's on Friday. He wants to go to location B. So since he intends to totally leave location A and go to location B, so we consider him to be like an ani. In other words, we don't consider him to be like he's got food and things like that. That was from yesterday's Gemara. So he says, so an ani, if you remember in yesterday's Gemara, he can designate a makom, even a landmark he can designate. So he's got the superior ability to designate a makom for his tchum. So he says, I want my tchum to be in B. So he's an ani, he can say it's in B. He says, Vahane ashirininu, but the people, the townspeople who are staying at home, they're like ashirim. So the ashirim, they can't designate something if they're not there. So they didn't have a proper designation. Okay? Let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. Okay. Tani nami hachi, we learn in the Braisa that supports this. It says, Mishesh lo shnei batim, if a person has two homes, ubeneyem shnei tchumi shabbat, and between the two homes are two tchumi shabbos, which means 4,000 amot, kevin shichzik baderech, kana eruv, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Once he begins traveling, so he's able to like designate a place for his tchum shabbos. He says, Yeter al kein amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, afilu mitzo chaveru ba'amar lo lin po eit chamahu eit sinahu lemachar mashkin v'holeich. So, in addition to which, and we have to clarify what this additional kula is, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, even if his friend encounters him and says, stick around, it's too hot, it's too cold, the next day he can go again. So this Braisa also needs clarification. Let me pause for a minute because I know I did some lines in the Gemara. Who's got questions of what we did so far? So this is the middle of this sugya, but in the previous sugya. Anybody have any questions? What guy who's traveling and designating? All right. So now, so the Gemara says we have to understand this Braisa. This Braisa has two opinions. One is Rabbi Yehuda, which is who we had in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that the traveler can designate a makom shvita, and the townspeople couldn't do that. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. But then in addition to that, we have a more cooler position, which we have to understand, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. He says that even if his friend encounters him and says, you know, stick around, it's too hot, it's too cold, the next day he can get up, meaning on Shabbos, and go to his desired location. So we're going to have two Hezbeirim in this Braisa. So Amar Rabba, Lomar kuliyama lo plihi desarich. So the Gemara is trying to clarify the two opinions that we had in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, who we had in the Mishnah as well, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi says, everybody agrees that you need a verbal statement. Everybody agrees I need a verbal designation of the place that I want to have, you know, to be my tchum. He says, ki plihi lahachzik. The machloket is whether the person has to actually be walking on the derech, meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's got to be hiking, and then he's hiking, and he says, I want my makom shvita to be in location B. Then that's a possible, then that's a valid designation. But according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know if that's his son or whatever, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know. But according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, he says, even if he just has the verbal designation, but in other words, even though he didn't begin marching, but his friend encountered him. He was about to take a trip. And the friend says, like he's about to walk out the front door. And the friend says, it's too hot. It's too cold today. Why don't you stick around here? According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, he also, in that case, since it was his intent to go, he also has the koach to name point B as his makom shvita. Okay, that's the first hesber.
It's his son. Yeah.
Who says that? The R scroll?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's see further. Now, it's interesting, these father-sons machlokot. It's like Rebbe with his father, Rebbe Shem Gamliel. So it's Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. It's like, you kind of wonder, like, how did the dinner table conversation go? Anyway, now, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, Rav Yosef Amar, now this is the second version, Rav Yosef Amar, Lahachsi Kulim Alo Pligi Tzarek. Rav Yosef says, no, everybody says he's got to be marching, he's got to be walking already before he makes the designation. Ki Pligi Lomar, the machloket is, does he have to make a verbal designation or not? He says, in other words, the first opinion holds, Rabbi Yehuda, that he's got to make a verbal designation. The second opinion is he doesn't have to actually make a verbal designation, we'll be able to extrapolate it from his actions, that's what he wants done, that he wants the tchum to be there. So again, so the two variables we've been discussing are, one is actually being on the trip, walking on the trip, and the other is making the verbal designation. Okay, so according to the first opinion, everybody holds that you have to have the verbal designation. The only question is, do I actually have to be marching along? According to the second one, everybody agrees that I have to be marching. Whether it's, do I need a verbal designation? All right, everybody good so far? All right, so the first wide line on Nunbez Amin Aleph, 52a, the first wide line. Okay, so the Gemara says, Kamana Az Lahadamar Ula. Now, according to which opinion does the following halakhic statement of Ula fit in? He says, Misha Hechzik Baderech, if a person was traveling, Hechzik Baderech means he's traveling already, he's walking to C. And then his friend corrals him to come back to A. He says, Harehu muksar umuksak. Now this is very confusing. We don't understand it. He's muksar, sounds like he goes back to his status quo ante, and that his tchum would be A. But muksak sounds like he's established as a walker and that he has the new tchum. So the Gemara says, I muksar lama muksak. If he's muksar, he's like, you know, back to the status quo ante. Why is he muksak? If he's established that he's marching, lama muksar. So the Gemara says, hachi kamar. This is what he means. Afal pisha muksar, even though he's physically back at point A, because he decided to go back like his friend told him to do, he's muksak. He's like, gets the status of somebody who was walking, and he can designate, you know, point B to be his shvita for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, come on. So according to which opinion would that fit in? So the Gemara says, Kerab Yosef, Alibiz Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So that works in well with the second opinion, which was Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said that everybody agrees you have to be marching, but they have machloket whether you have to make a verbal designation. So here he's marching. He apparently doesn't make a verbal designation, but we're going to extrapolate from his actions that's what he wants. And he has a new makom shvita. Okay?
Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does have to make a verbal designation.
So according to again within the we have Rabba and Rav Yosef. So
yes.
So according to Rabba, everybody agrees you need to make a verbal designation. According to Rav Yosef, so that's the goof of the point, right? That Rav Yehuda holds you need a verbal designation. The second one holds I don't. Right. All right.
So why can't this be like according to the first opinion? According to Rav Yehuda, same thing.
No. The first opinion is Rabba, right? Rabba holds everybody requires a verbal designation, right?
Right.
So there is no verbal designation here.
There is no verbal designation?
No.
But Rabbi Huda holds you do have to make a verbal designation.
Right. Let's go back. According to Rabba, everybody holds you need a verbal designation. Okay.
Correct.
So, but according to Rav Yosef, only Rabbi Yehuda holds you have a verbal designation. In this case, there was no verbal designation.
Right.
So the Gemara says this is working within Rav Yosef's hesber of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda.
Got it.
Okay. All right, let me move on. Now, the Gemara says Rav Yehuda bar Ishtata, it's an interesting name. Ishtata, Rosh is a name, but I don't remember that name appearing elsewhere in Shas, which isn't to say that it doesn't appear, but it just sounds like an unusual name. So Rav Yehuda bar Ishtata, Aiti le kakla de peri le Rav Natan bar Oshia. So Rav Yehuda bar Ishtata, he brought a basket of fruit to Rav Natan bar Oshia on Friday. He brings him this fruit, and it's and where he's at is like 4,000 amot from his house. He says, Ki hava aziel. He says, so then he was ready to leave on Friday to go back home. He says, Shavke adanachi darga. So Rav Natan bar Oshia let him go down one step of the house. He takes down one step, like to begin marching home. And he says, Amarle, bit hacha. He says, why don't you stay the night? Spend Friday night here, and tomorrow you'll be able to go. So it's either, the next words are either, Lamachar kidim va'aziel, tomorrow get up and go, or else Lamachar Kanavazil. The next day on Shabbos, he got up and he went. So either way, he had, in other words, he's 4,000 amot away from home. He's only allowed to work 2,000 amot on Shabbos. But it takes it, we take it that there was a successful designation of a midway point to be his Makam Shvita. So he's allowed to walk 2,000 amot to his Makam Shvita, and the 2,000 amot from the Makam Shvita to his home. So then now on top line, on Nun Beis Amud Beis, 52b. So the Gemara says, come on. So according to whom was Rav Natan bar Oshia, you know, advising him that he could walk home the next day? Ki Rav Yosef balibad Rav Yosi bar Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Mistama, here again, we don't see that there was any oral designation, any verbal designation. So we think it must be that he's going like Rav Yosef's Hesber. Rav Yosef says that everybody requires you to have, you know, to be walking, but not everybody requires a oral designation, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda doesn't require it. So that would go like that second, there was that most lenient opinion in the second version. He says, but the Gemara says, lo, karabably be Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, no, in the alternative, it might be like Rabba, and even though there is no verbal designation mentioned here, it could be there was a verbal designation, and we'll say it's like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to have a verbal designation, and then he holds that let me just see back with Rabba. One second. Let me give me one second.
You must go out and verbalize.
Let me do this. Keep li lahachzik. Yeah. So according to he has to go out. So he did go out here according to this. So he went out and he made a verbal designation. Now the Rashi explains why is the Gemara eager to have it like Rabba. So Rashi says it's in the fourth narrow line in Rashi. He says he could have said that Udinami the Rav Yosef believes Rav Yehuda. We could have said it's like Rav Yosef with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he want to say it's like Rabba with Rabbi Yehuda? Aliba de Rabba Difale, the Ukme. It was more preferable if we can establish like an Ukimta with accordance with Rabba. Mishum de Rabba Rabbi Yosef Hilchatik Rabba. In general, one of our klalim is if Rabba and Rabbi Yosef have a machloket, so Lacha follows Rabba. Labar mitlat, sada ilan, ina mechsa, except for those three halachot. So we can have an umkimta where it goes like Rabba. We'd much prefer to do it that way. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I said so far? Okay, let me keep going. All right, now we're on the second line on Nubbeiz Amid Beiz. And we're finishing another parak tonight. And this is finishing volume one of Art Scroll, which means we're halfway through the Masechta, Yashka, or almost not halfway through the Masechta. And another couple lines will be just about halfway through the Masechta. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kosha Chola Rei V'chulei. So Rabbi Meir said that anybody who could make an Eruv with bread and doesn't do it, so he gets the worst of all possible worlds. So even though, in other words, he wants to go from A to C, and he's trying to designate B to be his Makom Shvita, even though he's not there. So Rameir considers him, since he's going back to his home, A, Rameir considers him to be an Ashir. In other words, if I have access to my food, I'm an Ashir. So he's going back home so he can take the bread and leave it at point B. Since he's not doing that, he gets the worst of all possible worlds. So he doesn't get A, he doesn't get B totally. So he loses, in other words, so B is going to cut off, let's say B is 2,000 amo to the east of A. So he's going to lose, in other words, he's not going to get the advantages of B, which would be 2,000 amo to the east of a B. That'll lose because it'll be limited by A. But then A will be limited by B. In other words, he won't have the 2,000 amo to the west of A. So in other words, we'll only give him A and B, with what they both have in common. We'll see in a minute. So he says, Romero Romero, Koshia Kola Re Bechule. So the Gemara says, Hatanina Chanazimna, why was it necessary for the Tana to teach me this? In essence, he taught me this halacha previously. We'll see in a minute. And this is from an earlier Mishnah. This is where there's a question whether the food is still around anymore. In other words, like he left food and we don't know if it got eaten. So the question is does it form a good Erev Tchumen or not? So Safek, we don't know when it got eaten. Rameh Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, Hareza Chamar Gamal. So now he's a Chamar Gamal. In other words, he doesn't know he's at point A and he left his Tchum at point B. He left the loaf of bread there. He doesn't know if the loaf of bread made it through the night or not, or into Shabbos. So he doesn't know if B is his Tchum or A is his Tchum. So he gets the worst of all possible worlds. He gets, you know, like the same as what we described. So Amrav Shesha. So since I've seen that Rameh holds when there's a Safek, so I get the worst of all possible worlds. So isn't this also a Safek case? So the Gemara says, Amrav Shesha, lo tema tam de Rameir Safek, Irev, Safek, lo Irev, hu dehavi chamar gamal. Don't say that Rameir holds that you're a chamar gamal if I don't know if it's a good Erev or not. So it's a chamar gamal. Aval vadai lo Irev, lo avi chamar gamal. If he definitely didn't have an Erev, it's not a chamar gamal. El afilu vadai lo Irev, havi chamar gamal. Dahaka vadai lo Irev, kahavi chamar gamal. Meaning, according to Rameir, here in this case, he was traveling, and he tries to designate point B as his Makom Shvita. So Rameir holds that is not a valid designation of point B. But having, so it's definitely not a valid designation. But having expressed the idea that he wanted it to be point B, so he's giving up part of his Erev for A. In other words, you know, I don't want A to be my Shvita. I want B to be my Makom Shvita. So that's a case where B is not an effective designation, but even though it's not an effective designation, according to Rameir, I lose half of my existing tchum because I don't want my tchum anymore. So I'm losing that. So it's a different sort of, it is a chamar gamal, you're caught between a rock and a hard place, but even where I know there is no effective designation, I'm still losing a piece of it. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Let me hear you, Yosef, what's up?
According to this last of Meir, if we're saying he loses A and B, why not just say he only gets four amot?
No. He doesn't lose A and B. He loses a portion of A. In other words, he
loses A because he doesn't want to be there.
No. He didn't want to be in A, so he gave up a portion of A, not all of A.
How does that mean? He gives a portion of A.
In other words, to the extent that A is limited by B. In other words, if B would be his makom eruv, he'd be giving up 2,000 amo to the west of A. So let me let Aaron Moshe in. So the that's what it means. Here, one second.
I understand that. I'm just saying, if we're saying he loses A and B, then he should only get four amo from A.
No, he's not losing A and B. One second. Here we got here.
I don't know why we're letting him travel to B.
One second. Yeah, he says like this. One second. Yeah. In other words, by attempting to put the Erev in B, by making the unsuccessful effort to designate B as his Shvita, he's renouncing in effect a portion of A. He's renouncing a portion of A.
Right, that's my question. Why are we saying a portion? It should be the whole thing.
He's
setting out to go to B. He doesn't want to be in A.
Right.
So if he's losing A, he should only get, he's not getting B, so he should only get four amot from where he is.
Yeah. So he says, one second. Yeah, he says here, he says, first he says, this dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether an abortive Eruv attempt deprives the person of that part of his original Eitchum, the Eitchum of Zeruv, is only in a case where the original place of residence is his home. So, let me see. So, I would say like this. In other words, this is the way I would say it. In other words, he's trying to make an effort that B should be his Makom Shvita.
Right, but he was not successful.
It's not as successful.
Right.
But it is successful. In other words, I can't acquire new ground, but I could give up a portion of my existing ground. By doing that, he's giving up a portion. In other words, the 2,000 amot between, in other words, that A has, that he wanted to still have. In other words, the 2,000 amot between A and B, I want to have that, and I want to have 2,000 amot to the east of B.
Too so bad.
That's what I wanted. So that was not an effective designation of B, but I did in essence. So I want I need like a little picture book. I don't have a picture with this one, but you'd imagine like two boxes, one with A and one with B. So he wants B, the B box, to be his Tchum Shabbos.
Right.
But he can't have the B box. But
right.
But in choosing that though, he gives up a piece of his A box.
I understand how it worked. I'm just saying it doesn't make sense. If he wants to be B and he's losing A, he should completely lose A.
No, because he's saying, it's like imagine two girls or a lover or something like that. Like I'm dating girl A and I'm dating girl B. And I say girl A, I don't want you anymore. I want B.
I want to be with B. B.
So she says, you don't want me, I don't want you. so he loses that portion. But his attempt to get B is ineffective, but he still keeps that half because that's what he wanted to do. He wanted that. Right. That's part of what he wanted. That's the best I have with this. All okay. Right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. All right. Let's go further. All right. Let's take a look. Okay. We're at the next Mishnah, Matnitan. Okay. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis, 52B, the next Mishnah. Okay. Matnitan. Misha Sachusat Chum. Now, here we're talking the way Rashi says, a person intentionally on Shabbos says, I've had it with this tchum. I can't take it within the 2,000 amot. And I know it's against halakha. I'm leaving the tchum. And he takes a step outside the tchum. So now he's outside his tchum Shabbos. So he says, Mishas hachus tchum, afilu ma'achat lo yikanes. Even if he's one amma outside the tchum, he can't re-enter the tchum. Now, even though when I leave my tchum, I still get dalet amot, and those dalet amot are overlapping with my original tchum, and it should permit me to re-enter, but we're amazed that I did it, I don't get that benefit. I'm stuck if I'm interested in halacha at that point. He says, afilu ma'achat lo yikanes. Reb Lezer says, I was going to say for Zorknisht, but Aaron Moshe would say, I should say, Zorgzichnisht, right? Aaron Moshe, right? Are you there, Aaron Moshe? We lost him, but I think it's Zorgzichnisht, right? Am I right?
Zorgzichnisht,
right?
No, Zorgzichnisht or Zorgzichnisht.
How do you say it? Zorgzichnisht?
Zorgzichnisht means don't be afraid. Don't worry.
Right,
about
right. That's what I'm saying. Okay, right. Fine. Okay, you got to mute yourself, Aaron Moshe. Mute.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's see back in the Mishnah. So Reb Lezer Omer, Shtayim Yikanes, Shlosh Lo Yikanes. Reb Lezer says if he's only two amot outside the tchum, he could re-enter. Remember, the Tana Reb Lezer says you get dalet amot, so I'm in the middle of dalet amot. So if two amot gets me back to my original tchum, then I'm okay. But if I'm three amot away, I'm too far away. Okay? Okay. Is that good or bad? Okay, I hope that means that he's not in good shape, but you understand it, Fern, right? Anybody, everybody good with the Mishnah? Everybody good. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says,
why would you have even thought that for three he could go back?
Well, the only thing I could think of, remember, we learned
that. Why would you think you could go back with two?
No. Remember, we learned
that. Because two and two is dalet amot.
Yeah, but remember, we learned an opinion that Chachamim hold you get eight amot. You get four amot in each direction. So according to them, I would think it was good. But all right, let's take a look back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amr b'chanina, raglo achat b'tocha tchum, So Chinuch says, if I have, this is really one leg out the door, right? He's got one leg outside the tchum and one leg in the tchum. So he says, lo yikanes, he can't enter the tchum. He says, dechtiv, im tashimi shabbat raglecha. Now, this pasuk is in Yeshaya. These are famous psukim, which we had in Masechet Shabbat in Kol Kitveh, and Chazal darshan from these psukim, they learn, you know, many of the dinim of Shabbos. So, im tashimi shabbat raglecha, who remembers what we learned from that phrase, other than this, but there's something else. Do you remember? Anyways, remember, the Gemara learns out. Wait. Je ne comprenez pas. Parlez en anglais. Let's repeat again. Répétez, s'il vous plaît.
From those verses of Isaiah, we learn a lot of the rabbis.
What about this phrase? Im tashimi shabbat raglecha. Right. What do we learn from these four words?
Okay.
Anyway, so Chazal teaches, the way I recall is, shlo yehi hilu chacham b'shabbat kili chacham b'chol. That the way you walk during the week isn't the way you should be walking on Shabbos. During the week you walk, you know, here, you know, helter skelter fast. Shabbos you walk slowly. Remember, I think we had this. Okay, so here Chazal have a different drasha though from it. So he says in tashimi shabbat raglecha, he says means like you restrain your leg. So it says raglecha k'tiv. In other words, that the prohibition is only invoked raglecha. In other words, raglecha is getting a little fine here. Raglecha can mean it's a pausal term, raglecha, but it's also raglecha. If I put a yud there, it means like you're. Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Raglecha k'tiv. I'm sorry. I didn't say right. Raglecha k'tiv. In other words, it says raglecha, but you should mean raglecha, your foot, your leg. So if one leg is outside the tchum, means I can't come in the tchum. That's what he wants to say. So the Gemara says, Vahatanya, raglo achat betocha tchum, raglo achat chutz tchum yikanes. But a different price says, you're one leg in, one leg out, you could be nechnas. So the Gemara says, Hamani acherim hi. That price is going like acherim, means others, which we usually say is Rabbi Meir. The Tani, we learn the price, acherim omrim, lamakom shirubo, hunizkar. And it was a place where most of his body is where he's like thrown. It means where most of his body is, that's where the destination. So even though he's got one leg out, most of his body's in, so that's where he's in. Okay, give me five more lines and then I'll get to Fern, okay? Ikeda Amri, others say, Amri Panina, raglo achat betochat chum, raglo achat chutzat chum. If he's got one leg in and one leg out, Yikane, so just the opposite of what we said above. So before we said one leg in, one leg out, he's out. Here we're saying one leg in, one leg out, he's in. Dechtiv, im tishim in shabbat raglecha. He says, again, the same pasuk, but here the Gemara Darshan is out, raglecha karinan. We can read raglecha, your legs. So if both feet are out, then you're in trouble. But if both feet are not out, you're not in trouble. V'hatani lo yikaneis, but we learn in the Braisa, even if it's one leg out, one leg in, he can't be nechnas. So the Gemara says, "Hu damar ka acherim." He says that that the lenient opinion that Rabbi Chanina was saying that one leg in, one leg out, it could be nichtas. He was following acherim, the tani lakom shirubo who in his car, a person's thrown where most of his body is. Okay, what's up, Fern? What do you got for me?
In the Mishnah, the way you explained it, the thrust was he was bemazed, but the way they're darshaning these psukim here, that part is lost. There, no one has mentioned whether it's Beshogeg or Bemazed.
Yeah.
The way I'm hearing it.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Well, actually, the Mazed part was mentioned by Rashi. Rashi took it that way. Let's take a look. One second. Over here, let me see. In other words, what Fern is bothered with is in the cases that were mentioned in the Gemara, there are cases that he's not allowed to be nichnas back into the tchum, and she's assuming that, like, even if you're one amma outside of it, you can't be nichnas. That's how she's taking it. So in the Mishnah, we said it's only if he left it bemazed, and here it doesn't mention it was bemazed. All right, so I don't know. I'm going to pass up on that. All right, let's see. I'm going to go further, unless anybody has any other questions. All right, let's see further. All right. Now, Reb Lezer Omer, Shtayim Yikane, Shlosh Lo Yikane. So Tana Reb Lezer says, he says, even if it's bemezid, so if he only stepped outside the tchum by two amot, he could step back in. In other words, he's only two amot out. So he says, but if he's three amot away, then he can't be nechdas. Again, because according to the Tana Reb Lezer, you have like this box of two amot by two amot. So if I step three amot outside the football field, so now it doesn't overlap. But if I step two amot out, it overlaps, and then I can be nechnas. Okay, that's Tana Reb Lezer.
Last question before you go on.
Yeah, what's up?
If we're saying you have two amot to walk back in, what's the question, one leg in or one leg out?
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going within Reb Lezer. In other words, like, remember the Tana of the Mishnah said, even if you left tchum by one amot, you can't be nechnas, remember? And so that might be going like that, opinion. That fits in with Fern. Fern was saying, in other words, Rashi learned that if you did a bemezid, so you're stuck. So that would be one way you could learn that led the two legs and the whole zak with that. All right. Let's see. You got to mute yourself. Okay, thank you. All right. Now, so in the Gemara, so Reb Lezer Omer, Shtayim Yikanes, Shlosh Lo Yikanes. Vahatani, the Braisa we learn, Reb Lezer Omer, Achat Yikanes, Shtayim Lo Yikanes. That means one Amma outside the football field, I call it the football field where the Tchum is, one Amma outside the Tchum Shabbos, he can be Nechnas. Two Amot, he can't be Nechnas. So the Mishnah says within the Shita Reb Lezer, if he's two Amot out, he can be Nechnas. He says Shtayim Yikanes. Here it says Shtayim Lo Yikanes, both within Reb Lezer. So what does Reb Lezer hold? If I'm Shtayim Yikanes or Shtayim Lo Yikanes? So the Gemara says Lo Kasha, there's no contradiction. Had the Akar Chad of a Kamatarti, the Mishnah is talking about he already went one Amma, and he's within the second Amma outside the Tchum Shabbos. And the Bryce is talking about how the Akar Tarti, he already went two Amot, he says Vekama Tlat, and he's in the third Amma. So now he's stuck. Right, you got it? So in other words, it's basically whether it's less, more or less than two Amot. Okay, now, but the Gemara says Vahatania, but we learn in another Bryce, Reb Lezer Omer, Afilu Amma Achat Lo Yikanes, even if he's one Amma out, he can't be Nechnas. So the Gemara says, so that we don't understand. So the Gemara says, Kitanehi Lamode. That is a totally different case. That's not talking about somebody who was in the Tchum and left the Tchum. That's talking about somebody who has an existing Tchum, and he wants to, like, he has a Tchum Shabbos, and he's trying to get to a certain location. Maybe it's a town or city. And he's just like an Amma short of his destination. He says, Kitani Hilamode, Ditnan, we learn in the Mishnah, Unlodeid Sha'amru, Notnimlo Alpaim Amma, Afilu Sof Midato Kalab Ma'ara. If he's measuring out the 2,000 Amot, wherever the, in other words, he was in Yerim's Velt, and he establishes Macham Shvita there. So now he's measuring on Shabbos 2,000 Amot. Remember, he could do 2,000 paces or whatever. And now the 2,000 paces, they come out, you know, one Amma short of the town. So that's, you know, too bad, too sad. Okay, now, so the next Mishnah. Any questions of what we did? Everybody good? All right. Manita.
What's in the Moded again?
Moded is I have a Tchum. Let's say I was traveling and I established my Tchum. And now on Shabbos, I'm measuring how far I can go. I want to go to this city. So I'm measuring 2,000 Amot. So I'm doing, you know, now I'm up to 1,000, 1,500, 1,999, 2,000. And I didn't get into the city with the 2,000 because I'm one Amma short. So that's it. So I'm stuck.
You can't take that extra Amma.
No.
Okay. But we say, okay.
Right? Okay. All right. Now, let's take a look. All right. Manitin. Mishech shechuset chum afilu ma'achat lo yikanes. This is similar to what we were just discussing. If a person, right. In other words, he wants to get to a destination, and his tchum doesn't reach there. In other words, he was traveling, got dark, and now he's one Amma short. He can't be nichnas. Reb Shimon Omer, afilu chamesh esrei amot yikanes, she'ein ha'meshuchot mematzin ha'midot mnei ha'toin. Reb Shimon says that even if he's 15 amot away from the city has a tchum boundary. Like, I guess that the tchum... In other words, once I get to the, if I can get to the tchum of the city, then I'm okay. So they have signs on the city, you know, like in Eretz Israel, like Gavul Lefanecha, you know. So here it's like tchum Lefanecha. So I see the sign. It says here is the tchum of the city. So if I can get to that tchum, some I'm home free. So the first one I didn't get within an amah, but I can't be nichnas. Reb Shimon says, even if it's 15 amot away from me, I could be nichnas. Why? The people who measure the Tchum Shabbos, they intentionally don't measure it exactly because they know some people are going to make a mistake and step a little bit, you know, beyond it. It's a little bit like the speeding
setting
sign.
The clock back.
I'm going to say it's a little bit like the speed limits on the roads. Like the people who set the speed limits, they know that like everybody goes and say 10 minutes above the speed, 10 miles above the speed limit. So when they put 50, they know everybody's really going 60. They put 40, everybody knows that they're going 50. So they know that cheshbon. So here, they're setting up the signs where the tchum of the city is. So the idea is that, that the people may make a mistake. Now, so they do a little bit more. Now, Rashi has another pshat. He says, and it's based on, I think, on the Gemara later on. We didn't catch it yet, but that the people that would measure it, they would measure it with pieces of rope that would be 50 amot long. But in other words, that's how they would measure. They get 50 amot and then keep measuring 50 amot, 50 amot. So when you have the 50 amot, so one person holds the rope at one end and the other person holds at the other end. So it's for each of the 50 amot, there's two tfachim that are not counted. In other words, 50 amot, but it's 50 amot minus two tfachim. This is one pshat. And then there's also one etzba. It's two, it's a tefach and a half an etzba. A tefach and a half an etzba. So for 2,000 amot, I need 850 amot ropes. So 850 amot ropes times two tfachim for each one. Wait, am I doing this right?
No. You need 40, I think.
Yeah, 40, right. So you're right, I need 40, right. So 40, 50 amot ropes. So two tfach for each one is 80 tfachim. And then I have an additional 40. I have 40 etzbaot. So 40 etzbaot is another 10 tfachim, all right? 40 etzbaot is another 10 tfachim, each tefach being 4. So sabsacha kol, anyway, they do the math here. So at the end, I have 90 tfachim. In other words, I have 80 tfachim from the ropes, and then another 10 tfachim. So it's 90 tfachim. 90 tfachim is equal to 15 amot. But it's not like saying they give a little bit more. It's saying bedafka, that's the way it goes. All right, let me do a few lines in the Gemara, and then we'll toss a little bit. So he says Gemara tana mei toei amida. So a tana taught a brisa. Because of the people who like make a mistake with the measurements, so that's why they have it that way. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything with this mission?
But it's easy if you know that that's the mistake you make, you can make an adjustment to that.
He's trying to get to the town, and he's doing an exact measurement where his tchum leads him to. He wants to get within the tchum of the town, then he's home free. So he sees the sign. It says, here's the tchum for, you know, whatever, for Anatefka. So the first opinion says that that even one amma, he can't be nichnas. But Reb Shimon says, even if the sign is 15 amot away, he can be nichnas because either the sign is not exact or bedafka, the sign, is always 15 feet short of what it would be, because when they're doing the measurements, they're clipping it off. That's the way that goes.
I understand what they're saying.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Livia, what do you got for me?
I have a comment. You know, I always thought that Shabbat was to create an appreciation of time. And with learning Eruvim, I understand that Shabbat is also an appreciation of space.
All right.
The level of even where my body is, where my foot is.
All right. All right.
It's a new idea, and I'm very happy about that.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Rabbi, it's nearly 2004 onward, right? Because we said you.
Right. Correct. But that's what we mean. Okay. All right. Now, Hadralach Mishotsu Yasha Koach, you all completed another parak, and now it's time for a new Art Scroll volume. Let me get one out. There are advantages to learning at home. All right, now. All right, let me just do a piece of the next Mishnah, and then we'll discuss more tomorrow night, Bli Neder. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Ketzan Ma'abrin and Ha'arim. So here, he's saying, like, before I do the Tchum, I'm going to square off, like, the city is not like straight lines. So the city is irregular lines. So I'm going to square off the city, and then I'm going to measure my Tchum for Shabbos. Got it? In other words, like, a building comes out, a building goes in, things like that. So first I'm going to square off the city, in other words, to create like the baseline, and then measure 2,000 amot from there. Is that everybody okay? Okay. So he says, Kesad ma'abrin ha'arim, bayit nichnas bayit yotzei, one house is recessed, one protrudes, pagum nichnas pagum yotzei. He says, it's like a tower is recessed, the tower protrudes, hayusham gedudiyot givohot, Asar tfachim, or the ruins, they're 10 tfachim high, and he says extending from one of the corners, Gisharim bridges, Unefashot. Nefashot is, he says, tomb buildings. It's like something in Matseva. He says, Sheishmem Beit Dirim, which is a place to live. Doesn't sound like ideal, but Motzin et Hamida Kenegdan. So we extend the tchum measure, you know, from them across the entire side of the city. We'll explain more. But Osin Otakim in Tavla Merubad has to be like, we're going to make like a square tablet. So you benefit from the corners. So in other words, we're going to make every city, we're going to form a square with each city. And I have to look, but the way I recall is the square is going to be oriented according to the compass directions. That's the way I recall. But we'll see in the Gemara more. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did tonight? Okay, so again, the learning tonight was L'ilui Neshama, Bob Wellner's father, that's Shimon ben Beryl, Zichron Levracha, and L'ilui Neshama of Sal Berger's grandmother. Let me make sure I got that right with him. That was, his father, Shimon ben Beryl, Zichron Levracha, and for Sal Berger's grandmother, that's Hinda Ita. What is it? Hinda Ita, but Mordechai Cohen?
Hendel.
Sal?
Tell him to unmute.
You got to unmute.
What's it? Hannah? How smart I come?
Is it Hendel? Hannah. Hendel Hannah, but Mordechai Cohen, Zichron Levracha. All right. Anyway, let me end the recording. Let me end the recording. End the recording. Okay.